But right now, as is tradition here on this program, if it's time for the NFL or the NBA draft, we consult none other than our draft expert, the publisher of the Pulse Draft Newsletter. He was really on top of it and really big about 30 or 40 years ago, but he can still come up with a gem or two, and he joins us now on the ticket hotline. It's Ribby Pulse. Hi, Ribby. Ribby?
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm a little sick.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Chlamydia.
What?
And now, unfortunately, I was born well before the HPV vaccine. So I got a little bit of that Michael Douglas throat stuff going on.
All right. Man, that's horrible.
We don't have to know
mine's,
that.
Mine's pre-C, but let me just tell you, I got that HPV the good old-fashioned way. I basically got it from the old buffet method. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, George?
Well,
I know you know what I'm saying.
We're trying to talk about the NBA draft here, Ribby. Okay. Now, where are you? Are you in New York, or are you going to be part of our draft coverage tonight, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm in New York, part of your draft coverage for tonight.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good, good, good. All right, let's get down to it, okay, gentlemen?
Okay, what's going to happen?
At the number one choose select for the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers select the choice they make. At number two.
Wait. You didn't, you didn't give us a name.
From my sources, they tell me that they're going to take Tim Hardaway Sr., which is kind of odd.
Not Tim Hardaway Jr.
Okay, from Michigan.
Junior's going to go low in the draft. Senior's going to go high.
Can't read. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Who's next?
At the number two for the selection choice ceremony about sports, the Orlando Sentinels.
I believe that's the newspaper.
Oh, is it the Orlando newspaper?
No. The magic. Magic.
Yeah, it is kind of magical, isn't it? I always love this time of year. The Orlando Magic Sentinel newspapers. They take Shabazz Muhammad, the SG from UCLA. This is a good player, man. He's good with basketball on and off the court.
That's very
at
vague.
The number three choose select have strong nipple cake. The Washington Generals take LeBron James from Miami Heat, USA.
You can't do that.
First of all, it's the Wizards, and you can't draft a player that's already part of a team.
Oh, you can't?
No, a professional.
I wonder why I didn't do that more often. At the number four on your telephone pad system.
So we don't get another pick for Washington? You just...
At number three, the Washington Wizard Generals pass.
Oh, okay.
Never have.
After they find out that they can't take LeBron James from Miami USA.
By the way, in your mind, Ribby, if that was acceptable, why wouldn't LeBron go number one? Why would he go third?
He kind of fell after he won the championship because of some of the videos that he would post.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Turn some people
off.
People
didn't like those. Yeah, he came across as kind of cocky. At number four, the Charlotte Rays.
Bobcats.
They take Shabazz Muhammad, the SG super gay basketball man from Court Time, USA.
Right, SG stands for shooting guard.
And you
shooting
already,
guard? Who's ever heard of that?
And you already had him going number two.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to be the first dual team player in the NBA.
Signed two different contracts?
At number six, Georgie! The Hornets take the man who's named after their city, Nerlens Noel.
They like the sound of it.
They like Nerlens Noel. The 7-foot center from Kentucky, America, And the odd thing is here is that New Orleans will try to convert Narlins to a crafty point guard away from his natural center position.
Odd move.
Yeah, so he'll be the first 7-foot point guard.
Okay.
At number 7, gentlemen, the Sacramento Pap Smears. They go out on a limb, and they utilize the element of surprise, and they pass.
So
should
lazy.
We just skip to the Mavericks pick?
He's so lazy.
What are the Mavericks going to do at 13?
Oh, I didn't get to number 8.
Okay, what are the Detroit Pistons doing at 8?
They're the Pistons? I thought they were the crime fighters.
No.
Yeah, I guess they don't really have any crime fighters in Detroit. Yeah, that's right. Detroit Pistons, they take Jub Jam from the Kessler.
All right, see what I said?
The senior store.
Can we just move to 13?
Okay. All right. I think the Mavericks are going to do something interesting here. I think that they're going to take a kind of a Donnie Nelson special, and they're going to take the greatest Filipino player in the history of the world. He's a man who's never held the basketball, but due to freak genetics, he's like 8'3". So they're going to take him, an 8'3" Filipino to be named later.
He didn't have a name?
He's...
I don't even know if there's an 8'3" Filipino, George.
But that's giving the Mavericks nothing, basically, at 13.
Yeah, that's the way Mark Cuban likes it. He doesn't like drafting players. you got a lethal combo down there in Dallas. You got an owner who hates making draft picks, and you got a coach who hates playing them. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
That's a pretty funny sports joke.
I look for the Mavericks are going to bow out of this draft. They're going to bow out of this one.
You may be right about that. They may trade their pick.
Yeah, well, no, they're not going to trade their pick. They're not going to be involved in the draft because I understand there's a Shark Tank marathon taping that's going to go on.
I think he said he's not going to do that anymore, so.
Yeah, that's what he says. He also said he'd never get Botox or a chin lift.
All right, hey, Ribby.
Leave that alone. Which...
All right, gentlemen, make book on it.
Okay, we'll make book on it. See you, Ribby.
Bye.
That's Ribby Paltz, our draft expert. Check out the draft tonight on The Ticket with Norm.